Hello. Apparently this meeting is being recorded, right?
How is everybody doing? Come on in. Let me know if you can hear me, okay? And we will get started. How's everybody doing? While everybody's coming in, I would love to hear how many newbies we have, brand new people, how many current like members we have, where you're from. All right, Tiffany's new, Michelle Lakin, that's an awesome name. Loie, hello, welcome everyone. Mallory, I'm so glad you found the call. This is awesome. This is awesome. Started in mid-April, awesome. Considering myself new again. Lauren, I hope that feels good. You know, the beautiful thing about this call is that it can apply to anyone at any stage. So we gear it toward brand new, but let's say I'm totally ready to recommit, totally ready to restart. It's perfect. You are in the right place. Toronto, awesome. Need a jump start. You're in the right place. Perfect. Perfect. All right, so let's see. So for all of you new people, we'll talk a little bit about logistics. I'm in the chat right now because I'm watching to see who's here and who's new, but I will close the chat once I start my keynote, okay? If you have questions for me, you'll put them in the Q&A at the bottom of your screen, but I would suggest that you do that toward the end because I'm probably gonna answer quite a few of the questions that you have as I go through the keynote. I'm not coaching on this call. So if you have a raised hand, I'm sorry. Today's call is strictly about how to navigate NoBS, what you should do if you're brand new, what you should do if you're restarting, a little bit of mindset on how to get yourself, you know, ready to do your plan every day, things like that. And we'll do Q&A at the end. I will remind you that Corinne is back on Sundays for her coaching calls, and you'll get an email about that this week if you want coaching from her. Okay, so let's get started. I'm gonna look at my notes here and make sure I am ready to share screen. So here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna call up the keynote, and I'm gonna get you all to tell me if you can see it. Keynote, share. Anticipation's killing me. What can you see? Can you see my slide? You can see my desktop. That means I shared the wrong thing. Let's try again. All right, now you can see me, right? We're gonna try again. Share screen. Keynote. How about now? Can you see the keynote? Can you see anything other than, all right, can you just see the first slide? Anything else? Can you see? You see the keynote. You can also see my notes. All right, you guys. This is not working the same way it did when I first practiced. So let's try one more time. Now what can you see? I have lost the chat. I know it. I can fix it. There we go. This should be, I've lost the chat now. Y'all, one more time. Okay, y'all. I'm going to blame it on my trackball. I want to find the chat because I want to see what you're saying. All right. So that one was perfect. I just need to get the chat. All right, good. I just need to be able to see the chat. All right. See, this is how we roll. And we're going to play now. Can you see just the slide? Yes. Perfect. All right, we're going to get rolling. So we are getting started with the No BS weight loss program. So getting the most out of your experience. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to watch from a beginner mindset. We do have some rules. The rules are, and you all have heard Corinne say this once, if you've heard it 1,000 times, you don't post a thing in the Facebook group until you make your plan for the day. Right? Making your plan is how you're going to lose weight, y'all. Making your plan means getting a little post-it note, getting out your planner, write it on a napkin, I don't care what, but that's the first thing that you do every single day. When Corinne teaches, what do you do when she cusses? You drink the water, right? Kathy doesn't cuss so much. So for this call, I want you to take a swig of water every time I say plan. Okay, you're going to be well hydrated over the next 30 or 45 minutes. Then ask questions if you don't know what to do. That's going to be so key. You will see me in the Facebook group all the time saying self-advocacy is the most important thing that you will do as you go through life, as you focus on your weight loss, as you focus on any kind of improvements that you make in life. In work, with your family, self-advocacy is always going to be what you need to do. So that means ask questions. And I'm going to give you a lot of different places where you can ask questions later on in the presentation. So these are the things you're going to do in this order. You're going to complete orientation. It's on the website. On the left-hand side, at the very top, it says No BS Orientation. Then you're going to move into the No BS Weight Loss Course. Your homework until you're done is to finish this course. Nothing else is important, okay? You've got to get through No BS in order to understand everything else that's going to be going on inside the membership. You'll download your private member podcast. You'll be getting an email with instructions if you haven't gotten it already. If you are a current member who has not converted your private member podcast over to the provider Castos, go ahead and email support. You'll know whether or not you're converted if you are getting updates. Okay. If you haven't gotten an update since November, email us at support so that you can download the new podcast. Okay. If you are a new member, you should have gotten those Castos links. If you're having any trouble setting them up, just email us at support. Remember, everything that Corinne has ever said is going to be in those podcasts. Doesn't mean you have to listen to everything. It's like going to the library and going to your favorite section, right? You know, maybe you're a fiction reader. That means you don't listen to the nonfiction. Maybe you're a, you know, biography learner. That means you don't necessarily go to the fiction department. Just because it's there doesn't mean you have to listen. But because it's there, you can search it and find things that apply to you. But remember, what do you always do first? You always make your 24-hour plan first, and then you work through No BS. Plan like your life depends on it. Like your dreams depend on it, because they do. That's how you lose weight, y'all. Warning. You'll get access to the private member Facebook group when you complete module 1. Don't go down the social media rabbit hole and think playing around on Facebook, asking questions, scrolling, and all those things is doing No BS. It's not. That's the social part of the program. Doing No BS is getting on the website and pushing play on one of the videos pulling up a worksheet, working the worksheet that goes with the lessons. That's doing no BS. You can finish the Facebook group after you've done your doable plan for the day and done a lesson in the no BS weight loss course. Okay, so module one is all about going over the basics, helping you understand what the four basics are. Module two helps you with the thoughts that you have about your eating, about what you're eating, about how much you're eating. That's where your life will change. In fact, once you're finished with module two and the rest of the course, if you are someone who has already finished, we're going to be doing in June a deeper look into module two. We're calling it Thoughts 2.0, kind of like we did Basics 2.0. It's going to be amazing. Amazing. Yasmin has knocked it out of the park again. So back to the No BS Weight Loss course. It's good to watch the videos slowly, okay? Take notes, do the worksheets. So if you are on the computer or on your phone and you've got one of the videos pulled up actually on the website in the course, if you scroll down, you'll see a button that has the transcript for that video that you can print out or read. You'll also see if there are any cheat sheets or worksheets that go with the videos. I would do those worksheets that are attached to the lessons as you do the lessons. It helps you solidify what you're learning, okay? It helps you bring together and apply what Corinne says in the videos to what's going on in your life. They help you implement what you're learning, okay? So everything is located right there on each lesson page that goes with each lesson. And when you have questions, there are three ways to ask questions. You either go to Ask Coaches on the website. So back on the website, on the homepage, under on the left-hand side, if you're on the computer, or under the little three lines we call a hamburger, if you're on your phone, open up the menu and look for Get Coached. Under Get Coached is where Ask Coaches is. It's going to take, when you click that link, it's going to take you to a page of frequently asked questions. Y'all scan through those first. You get your, if your question is one of those that's asked a lot, you're going to get an immediate response. You're going to get an immediate answer. If that doesn't quite do it, then go ahead to the next screen and ask your question. Give the coaches about 24 hours to answer. Then go into recent answers to look for the answer. You will not get an email notification or anything like that. You'll have to go look in recent answers to see how the coaches answered your question. Then in the Facebook community, you can access the collective wisdom of people who've had success in the program. Crowdsource your answers. If you've got a question like, hey, y'all, what kind of signals should I be looking for when I'm hungry? Go in that Facebook group and ask that question. That you will get, I don't know, tens, 20, 30, 40 answers. People will come in and help you. You can crowdsource and get all kinds of different perspectives on things to look for. And then, of course, we have our support email, support@pnptribe.com. That's where you'll find Vern and Corinne's mother, Mamie. They are, seriously, y'all, they are the best customer support team I have ever worked with. They are amazing and prompt and encouraging. They love their job and they love you all. And they work really, really hard to make sure that you get exactly what you need. So here we are again. Warning, ask questions. Remember, you're here to lose weight, not to sit around thinking you're alone, you're too far gone, the only one that thinks this way, or hope someone notices you aren't participating. This is where self-advocacy comes in, y'all. You have to ask for help when you need it. And I just gave you three beautiful ways to ask for help. So you cannot show up how you always have and hope this time will be different. You have to make it different. You have to ask for the help you need. Remember, you're never behind, okay? You are in exactly the place you're supposed to be in order to lose the weight you're supposed to lose. And the more you ask for help, the more you look into what's going on in your mind around your overeats, the more help you get, the faster you're going to see success. So let's talk about the weekly flow. This is what we suggest. On Sunday, you're going to get our No BS weekly newsletter. It's going to come to your email. I believe it releases about 6 a.m. Central Time. So if you haven't gotten it, if it doesn't come to your inbox, what do? You look in your spam folder. You look in your junk folder. You make sure you're checking the right email. And if you still don't find it, you're going to email us at support. Okay, Vernon Manny will help you figure it out. Make a daily plan every single day before you listen to 1 second of anything. It's always the daily plan first. Then it's schedule some time to listen to one lesson, either daily or put it on a schedule like you're going to listen to a cluster of them, on Wednesdays or something. And then you implement, you do your worksheets. Corinne uses the term shelf develop. That means you just take it in and you put it on a shelf. You don't put it into action. We don't want to do that. We want to implement what we learn so we can begin to see progress. You can also celebrate the fact that you're implementing, right? So, newsletter, daily plan, listen to a lesson of No BS, implement. When you complete module one, you're going to get access to the Facebook group. And you're going to get the whole No BS weight loss course in your private member podcast. So when you finish number one, look for an email that has a link to the Facebook group, the main Facebook group, and look for an email that gives you access to the No BS weight loss course in your private member podcast. If you don't get those two things, what are you going to do? You're going to ask for help and email support, right? Let's talk about live calls and replays. So when Corinne does a coaching call, you're going to get an email a little bit before, somewhere 20 or 30 minutes before the call starts, with a link to the training calendar. The training calendar is on the website, on your membership site, under the News Calendar Replay button. When you get to the calendar, you'll find today's date and you'll look at the type of call. It's either going to be classroom style, which is what this is right here, where you see Corinne or one of the coaches on screen, or it's going to be meeting style, which will look more like the Brady Bunch. You all remember the Brady Bunch? Am I showing my age? Basically, meeting style is everyone who joins the meeting comes to the screen. Okay. In a meeting style call, you can elect not to have your video on. That's okay. In a classroom style call, we're not going to see or hear you unless we call you specifically to the screen. And remember, you only watch what makes sense for you after you've done your No BS lesson for the day, or you finish the course and you feel confident you're ready to move on. That makes sense to everybody? I'm going to check the chat real quick, see if I can see what everybody's doing over here. Okay, next slide. Weekly calls dive deeper into the things that get in the way of weight loss. The calls are there to help you listen on the go in your private member podcast so that you can keep your No BS mindset front and center. I can't tell you the number of times I'll go for a walk and I'll just pop in the most recent call, the most recent video replay where Corinne's coached or she's taught or something like that, so that I can keep my own No BS mindset front and center. The person who gets the best experience is the one who's paying attention. It doesn't matter so much if you attend live or a replay. Y'all, there's not very many people that really attend live calls. Most of them go on, look at the replay, because you can speed up, to 2x speed. Corinne talks slow, y'all. You can listen to her easily at 1.5x speed or 2x speed. Me too. I talk slow too. Remember, you're not going to get behind. I want you to catch yourself before you think there's not too much information. Okay? Replays are like Netflix. They're like going to the library. When you go to Netflix, when you log into Netflix, you're not sitting there going, I have to watch everything, right? You're picking what you want to watch, what appeals to you, what you are interested in. It's the same thing with our video replays and our podcast replays. Okay? 95% of the membership listens on replay. So don't get stressed out if you can't make a call live. All right? All right. Making your planner a habit. Here's what you're going to do. Plan the time of day for the next 2 weeks where you'll make your daily planning assessment. For me, I do mine as I go to bed at night. My planner, here it is, sits on my night table so that when I come upstairs, put my pajamas on, wash my face, sit down on my bed, I assess my day and I plan the next one. That's my habit. I tried that one time and said, I'm going to try this for 2 weeks. And guess what? It stuck. That's what you need to do. Decide when you're going to plan and do that for 2 weeks. If it feels great, keep on going. If it doesn't, try another time, but give it 2 weeks. Pick a spot right now where it will happen. For me, sitting on my bed. Put your pen and your planner in that spot so you won't miss it or forget it. Okay? Some people do it in the morning. I've heard, I can't remember which coach it is, but one of the coaches puts their planner right next to the coffee pot so that when they go downstairs, they know they're going to go after that coffee. They make their coffee, they get their planner, they make their plan, right? So pick a place and a time that it's going to happen for 2 weeks and see if it sticks. If it doesn't, try something else. Instructions for using the No BS planner, y'all. First page of the planner. Very basic instructions. They're on the front in the first page. There's also a short planner course, though. So if you're just starting in No BS, I think it's the second lesson is an intro to the planner. At the bottom of that lesson is a link to the planner course. You can go over there, and the coaches have created videos on how they complete each different type of page. You can also access the planner course by going to the self-paced resources on the website, okay? You don't have to do the planner course, though. Again, if it's something you are like all in on the planner and I want to know how to do all the things, go for it. But if you're a girl who just wants to write down her food until she gets used to it, the planner course can wait, okay? At the end of the planner course, you're going to get a link that takes you right back into No BS. So don't forget, if you're that girl that goes, I'm taking the planner course, I'm all in, don't forget to go back to No BS. Okay, because it's super important that you finish that course. Goal setting. How many of you stress out over setting a goal? We're going to talk about that for just a minute. So here are some tips for you. You're going to set a doable goal. Doable doesn't mean I'm going to lose 40 pounds in 2 weeks. Doable doesn't mean I'm going to lose all my weight in a month. Doable means realistic. It means something you know for sure you can accomplish. You might get excited about it. You might have doubts about it. It's all normal. That's just what your brain does. Every time we set a goal, we get a little excited. We get a little nervous, right? Just make sure your 60-day goal, there's a place in your planner to work on this, is doable for you. To give you some kind of perspective, you're probably going to lose about a half a pound to 2 pounds a week on average. It's going to fluctuate. You might, if you just joined, you might lose 2 pounds this week and half a pound next week and 1 pound the week after that. It's going to fluctuate. Just remember, no batshit crazy goals, y'all. It has to be reasonable and doable. Okay? The real key to goals is to amplify your progress points. So a good example of this is, let's say you decide you're going to lose, your goal is to lose 10 pounds in 60 days. All right. For 60 days, you're going to make a plan. You're going to follow your plan. You're going to assess your plan. Right. So you have something to celebrate to amplify your progress every single day. I showed up for myself. I did my plan. I followed it. I assessed it. I did another one. A goal shows you what your end result is that you want, what direction to go in. But what you actually do to get there is the most important thing to track and the most important thing to find pride in, right? Showing up for yourself every single day is super key. And that's how you amplify the progress to your goal. So make sure you judge your progress based on how you're showing up and how you're feeling about your work, not by what's on the scale. Okay? So to help you with amplifying your progress, we have a habit tracker. Here it is. That's what it looks like in the planner. It's perfect for tracking key behaviors that help you get to goal. There are 7 blocks already filled in for you and 2 blank ones. So for me, I separate out workout and self-development. And I have a self-development goal, 15 days a month. I either listen to a podcast, I read part of a book, I listen to a coaching call, I do something that's going to help my brain develop. So the habit tracker inside the planner is perfect for tracking behaviors that help you get to the goal. And you'll get to your goals faster when you make a plan and use your planner every day. Now, how do we avoid overwhelm and self-sabotage? I'm going to give you some examples of some of the things you might be thinking or you can watch out for thinking and how to shift them around, okay? So the first one is, I don't know what to do, or I'm not good at weight loss, right? How many times have you told yourself that? Instead of thinking that, when you catch yourself thinking that, you need to start thinking, I'm figuring it out and I'm going to ask for help. It's a theme here, right? Talking about self-advocacy and asking for help. Watch out for those negative thoughts. Always think, I'm figuring this out. Perfection isn't required, y'all. Continuing forward is what's required. Another thought to watch out for, I made a mistake. I've ruined it all, right? When you hear that one, say, perfection is not required. Continuing forward is, though. Okay? Another one. This isn't happening fast enough. So at the last camp, Coach Yesenia had the best quote ever. And I thought, I'm adding it to this presentation. She said, I don't care if I'm inching forward. I'm just no longer taking steps back. So good. So good. Write that one down. I don't care if I'm inching forward. I'm just no longer taking steps back. That's the kind of thing you need to be telling yourself. When you have all shitty come up, that old thinking that I don't get this, I don't know what to do, it's not fast enough, I'll never get this. All those thoughts are just things that you've been practicing. They're not true. You can figure this out. You actually want to figure this out. And I know that because you're here right now, right? Change happens in stages. In the beginning, 25% of the time, you'll have lots of focus and figuring it out. Then about 50% of the time, you'll move into where you're about 50% of the time, you have focus and you're starting to compound wins. Then as you keep going, 75% of the times, you're finding it's easy to think new things. It's easy to do new things and you keep going. Then eventually you hit where it's about 95% autopilot and recovery is easy. You don't start there, y'all. You start there with the 25%, because remember when in the beginning where we talked about how you're excited and you're nervous and you have a little bit of doubt. 25% of the time in the beginning, you're focused and you're figuring it out. But you have to maintain that focus to grow to the 50%. You don't give up. You keep pushing through. When you make a mistake, when you don't know what to do, when you have to ask for help, you just keep pushing. You just keep going. Because eventually you'll hit that 95% where it's autopilot and recovery is easy. Two more thoughts to keep up with, to really pay attention to. I have to do this and I should do this. Those don't feel really good. They feel urgent. They feel necessary. But when you think I choose to do this, that feels more empowered. When I get to do this, that feels like you're owning it. You're controlling it rather than somebody told me I have to do this. Or I think I have to do this. If you choosing to do this makes you feel good, that's what you need to say. I say all the time, I get to come to work today, not I have to go to work. I get to come because I love what I'm doing. I love my job, right? So let the feelings of doubt and fear come up and just don't get mad at them. Understand that they're going to be there. Ask yourself, can I doubt this right now? Is this okay? If I doubt this right now, maybe I can just make a plan. Can I just pop in a video replay? Can I just work one more lesson of no BS? Even though I'm doubting, even though I'm worried, even though I'm scared, can I just listen to one more lesson? Just remember that you can just keep moving forward incrementally, right? You can. You just have to move into action, work a worksheet, listen to a call, listen to a lesson. And when you do that, while you're feeling doubt or fear, you celebrate. That's a win. Celebrate everything, no matter how small. You have to convince your brain that things are different now. Celebrating makes new habits, and you're learning in no BS how to make new habits really attractive, and you'll want to repeat those habits. You have to celebrate everything. Well, I would celebrate the fact that you came to this call today, that you helped me work through my keynote issues at the beginning, that you're showing up, that you made a plan today, that you're going to listen to a no BS lesson. No matter how small, every little progress point deserves a celebration. Watching how you talk to yourself is what will change everything. And you can look forward to your mind changing in module 2 and in the June No BS Thoughts 2.0 focus. Okay? All right. It's time for Q&A. Every question is a good question. Don't worry about whether or not it's a important question or a good question or a bad question. Just ask, okay? If I didn't cover it, just ask. Where do I start? Kristen says. You start, the very first thing to do is to go to orientation on the website, okay? Go to nobswomen.com, log in, click orientation. There are 4 lessons in orientation. When you finish orientation, you go to the No BS weight loss course. If you don't have, you know, hours and hours and hours today to do that, that's okay. Do what you can, then come back tomorrow and do the next lesson. But you always start with orientation and then you go to No BS. Does that help, Kirsten? Nicole Perez. Girl, I remember you from Clubhouse. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am so excited that you're here. So Nicole has a question. Do you have any suggestions for traveling? Yes. I don't know how far you are in No BS yet, but in module 1, we talk about the doable hunger method. And we talk about planning. Take those 2 lessons on the road with you. Make sure every day you're making a plan. Now, you don't have to know exactly what you're going to eat, especially like if you're on vacation and you know you don't know what the family is going to do for dinner tonight. You can say, I'll make my best choice and I'll eat until I'm satisfied. That can be your plan. Okay, that's most of the time when I'm traveling, when I'm on vacation, that's what I do. I also, when I make my plan for the day, I tell myself, I'm going to get as many vegetables as I can. You know, at least two meals are going to have vegetables in them. So if you don't know exactly what you're going to be eating, you still carry your stomach and your brain with you. So make sure you're following the doable hunger method. Should we go back and listen to these other courses like Basics 2.0 and Thoughts 2.0? Lakin, I'm not sure I understand your question. So I'm going to just speak conceptually. If I don't answer it, just let me know. So if you are brand new, like joined this week or last week, finish No BS first. Absolutely finish No BS first. Okay. Then once you're finished with No BS and you've worked the worksheets and you've taken your notes and you've put things into action, if you want to go back and do a deeper dive into the basics, then take Basics 2.0. If you want to go back and examine more about the thought work, do Thoughts 2.0. But you always do No BS first. Anonymous wants to know, how do I lose weight with insulin resistance and PCOS? This is a great question. So we go back to the basics. There are so many girls, members of No BS, who have lost weight with insulin resistance and PCOS. It goes back to planning, following the doable hunger method, eating when you're hungry, stopping when you're satisfied, drinking that water, so important in getting your rest, okay? You will see changes if you do those four things and you do them routinely. The other thing I would tell you is that if you, when you join the Facebook group, I would suggest that you look for the special diets subgroup, because that's where most of the women are who have figured out what foods work well in weight loss for insulin resistance and PCOS. So look for those two. They're not going to say, girl, you got to do the keto, okay? But they might say, you know, I tried going dairy-free and that really worked for me. Or they might say, you know what? I eliminated 2/3 of the gluten in my, you know, in my diet and that worked for me. Because what it boils down to is you finding what foods feel good in your body, and everybody is going to be different, okay? So as you experiment with adding foods or leaving foods off, then you'll begin, and you do your plan and your assessment every day and your habit tracker, you're going to start seeing what works. Okay. So that's what I would do if I were you. I can't stop eating chocolate. Help. Plan it. Put it on your plan. Okay. Seriously. That's what makes your plan doable, is that it's things that you're going to eat. Don't limit anything that you're used to eating. Put it on your plan. You might put down how many pieces at what time, so that when you get the urge to eat chocolate, you can say, all right, I have 2 pieces planned at 2 o'clock today, and have 4 pieces planned at 6 o'clock today, or whatever it is. Okay. That's how you start to get control over the chocolate eating, is you put it on the plan and you eat it intentionally. And I'm going to tell you this too. I guess it's Michael. Don't eat it distracted. Don't just shovel it in while you're watching TV, or eat it while you're working. If you're going to eat your chocolate, go to a quiet place and taste every single bite. Make sure you're delighting in that chocolate. Okay? Betsy literally just joined 2 hours ago. Oh my gosh, welcome. That is amazing. Where do we get the planner? So as you go through an orientation, and into the No BS course, you'll be given a link to the planner order page. If you want to go to the website directly, you'll go to My Extras, and there'll be a link in that menu to order a No BS planner. Let's see. Nicole says she's watched module one. That's awesome. Please speak to the No BS women who do no flour, no sugar. Okay, what do you want me to say, Laurie? There are some No BS women who have found that eliminating processed flour and processed sugar works for them. And they like it. They like how their body feels. They don't feel deprived. They don't feel restricted. That's okay. That's part of figuring out what works for you. I can tell you right now, I don't eat beets. Beets don't work for me. I don't like them. All right? Just don't. I can tell you that beer makes me swell. So I don't really like that. I like beer, but I don't drink it very much because it makes my joints swell up. There's something about it. So there may be no BS women who've decided that they don't like the way their body feels when they eat flour or sugar. It's not something we're going to tell you to do or not do. What we're going to tell you to do and not do is be real reflective about the way foods feel in your body. Aaron wants to know, where can I get an old shitty? I'm visual, and this would be helpful to have on my desk during the day. So these little old shitty, I guess they're like stress balls, squeeze balls, were part of the camp swag. So Aaron, if you decide to come to October camp, either virtually or in person, I'm betting this guy will be in your swag box. Those are all the questions that I have. Oh, wait, there's one more. Thanks. So what if I, this is Michael again about the chocolate. So what if I notice I start chocolate, I can't stop, and I feel fuzzy headed from the sugar? I want to know why you can't stop. Because you can, because you do, right? You're probably not eating chocolate right now, which meant you stopped at some point. So don't tell yourself you can't stop, because you can. That's the first thing. And you probably do feel fuzzy headed from the sugar if you're eating a large quantity of chocolate at one time. So the awareness of knowing what you're doing and when you're doing it is going to be key. Here's what I want you to do, Michael. When you work through No BS, once you get to module 3, I want you to do those worksheets in module 3, which is managing overeating, with chocolate in mind. I bet you will discover some things that'll be really, really good for you. Have the October camp dates been shared? Yes, it is October 8th through 10th. If you will go to the website and go to events/camp and click there, you will see the page that announces camp, talks about what we'll be learning, gives links to both in-person and virtual signups. Anything else? This is perfect. I didn't want this call to go too terribly long. So Laurie wants to know, will there be an in-person Don't Stop Believe in race next year? I am not 100% certain, Laurie. I don't have the full 2022 schedule yet, but what I am certain of is that if there will be, you will know in plenty of time to make plans and to train and all those things. Because I know we have to get all of that rolling, pretty, you know, far in advance. Anything else for anybody? Laurie was scheduled for May camp in 2020, then COVID. Yeah. Maybe we're coming around from that, right? All right. So remember, we're going to sum it up. What do you do every day before you do anything else? You make your plan, right? You do at least one lesson of No BS until you're finished. You ask questions. Ask questions. You got three great resources. Ask coaches, the Facebook group, and support@pnptribe.com. If you're not getting your emails, make sure you email us at support, because they're super important, right? Especially that newsletter. If you miss this last newsletter, you can get it on the website under the news calendar replays menu item. Anything else? All right. Where's the info on how to get in the camp? Is it limited? There are limited slots, but you can find that on the website under the events/camp section. Ask questions. Do your plan. All right. Take care, everybody. Thanks for coming. Let us know what you need, okay? All right. See ya.